Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. The shir should be a special schutz for the Am Yoshev B'Tzion, and for Avi Marini Marasi v'chol Anilu Melem v'chol Yitzchak Latzeim, and for Dina Simcha, Dina Bracha Bat Esther Adasa, and Binyamin Simcha Ben Adina Minya, Bracha Bat Tzlach V'chol Maasei Yadeim, Brios HaShleima, which Bet Shem writes on Moshe Mordechai. And we're discussing a very interesting shaila. There was a Rav whose name was Rav Yecheskel Shraga Halberstam Rubin. He was the Admor Mi-Cheshnov. And he used to write fascinating shaylas to different gedolim. So you see his name a lot in different Shuvah Sfarim, as the Shoel. And he himself was a Rav and a Gaon, but he asks various Rabbanim for their halachic insight and decisions in on various shaylas. So one of the questions that he asked was this. He asked to the, among others, the Dvar Yehoshua, Hagoyin HaGadol Rav Yehoshua Ehrenberg Zetzal, who was the Belzer Dayan. So he asked him the following Shaila. Al-Dvar, this is in the Dvar Yehoshua in the second volume in the fifth Siman. Al-Dvar She'elosu Bechad Shekonet Filim Eitzel Sofer Muchzak B'Kashrus. K'shebot Kan Lecha Shalashanim Motzah B'Shal Roish Chaser Parsha. So somebody had Tfilin that he bought by a good Sofer. And when he checked them after 3 years, he found the Sharos was missing a parsha. And he said, what shuva does he have to do? So we have a shuva, he says, the Shoel says, meaning the Shoel asked Rav Ehrenberg, he quoted the Panim Iris. Chelek Gimel Siman Tes, if somebody's over an essay of tefillin, all you have to do is tshuva and vidui dvarim, like we say at the end of Yom. If you're over in a mitzvah essay and you do tshuva, you get immediate mechila. So shaila is you have to be makabel upon yourself tsar, keneged the oila. You have to bring an oila if you're over in an essay. Since you have to bring an Ola, if you're an Orva Naseh, maybe here has to bring an Ola. But, says Rav Ehrenberg, it's difficult to understand. Because Ola, you only bring an Ola for an Naseh when you're over in the Naseh B'mezid. But by Shoigeg, you don't find that a person's Mishchayev a carbon Ola. And so writes Lehedya, the Ramban in Parashas Vayikra, on the Pasuk of Nirsa Lechaper Ola, it's talking about Mezid. Shlo Hizkir Bashum Onesh. So the Ramban asserts that we're only talking, when it says in the Torah to bring an Ola, it's only talking about it when a person's over b'mezid. When a person's over b'mezid, he needs Ritzui. He needs to appease the king. But when somebody's over b'shogeg, they don't need to appease the king. He's already appeased. Even though he's sinned, he's already appeased. He's already appeased the king. He's cool. It's only b'mezid he has to worry, not b'shogeg. So he wondered why the Rav Halberstam Rubin said that maybe this person needs to do some type of tshuva keneged the ola, some type of tsar keneged the ola. That's only b'mezid, and this person was shogeg. And now we're going to bring a raya for this. We're going to bring a raya that it's that ola is only for mezid, not for shogeg. So it says in the Gemara in Zvachim at Avzayin Amad Beis that Ola Doronu, that a carbon Ola is a gift. It's a gift for the Kiviyachol, a gift for the king. Its essential purpose is not atonement, it's a gift. And Rava supports his assertion. He says as follows, Hechidami, what are the circumstances under which a burnt offering in Ola atones for violating a mitzvah? Either like a tshuva, zevach rishayim toeva. If one brings a burnt offering without tshuva for his avera, he can't sacrifice it at all. Because zevach rishayim toeva, the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination. And if there is repentance, and if there is tshuva, then Avraham mitzvah esei, Atanya Avraham mitzvah esei v'shav lo zaz mishamat shemochelim lo. Tshuva is enough. So what are we talking about? When you bring the Ola, if there's no tshuva, it's zevach rishayim toeva, the carbon of a rush is an abomination. And if there is tshuva, then it's a mashu acher. As lo tzarech et hakorban. So the Gemara says, so you conclude from here that a burnt offering, an Ola, must be a daron. It must be a gift. Ad kan mitivrei ha-Gemara. Now, if you say an ola is coming, al shigas asay, on a shogeg, then you can say that it's coming to be mechaper. What would be the example of that? Let's say the person doesn't know he's over an asay, and he brought an ola without knowing that he needs a kapara on the assay. So the pasuk is telling us that it's still mechaper. Even so, it's mechaper on the assay. Even though a chatas is only mechaper, if you know about it, a hoda lav chatas, you have to know about it, you have to have yidia. But by an ola, it doesn't say you need yidia. So there we can say, shemechaper gam below yidia betchila. There we can say that it's mechaper, even without knowing. Just like an ashem doesn't require yediyah. Only a chattis. So the Gemara says that an ola is not coming to be mechaper, it's a dora. But if you bring it on a shigagas asay, being over in an asay b'shogeg, then it is mechaper. I.e., he didn't know he was over. He didn't know he was over, so it's not a zevach rishayim toeva, he's not a rasha, and yet it's still mechaper. So why does the Gemara say it's a Dora? And even according to the Rambam, that an Ashim requires Yediyah, like a Chatas, nevertheless an Ola, maybe it's not, it doesn't require Yediyah. Where do you see that an Ola requires Yediyah? So there's no Raya that an Ola is a Dora. Because maybe he's bringing it for Shigas Asay. And it's Mechaper. It's not Zevach Rishayim Toeva. So it must be Mikan Muchach that no. That an Ola is only brought on a Mezid. And the Mele, the Gemara says, listen, it's only being brought in the Mezid. So, how can you say the Gemara, Ola says, the Rabbi says it's a Doron, it's a gift. So, either like a tshuva, if there's no tshuva for this Mezid, Esay Mezid, done by Mezid, it's a Zevach Rishayim Toeva. And if he did do tshuva, he doesn't need the carbon. So, it must be that it's a gift. That it's a gift, but again, we're talking about where he did the avera b'mezid, because where he did the avera b'shogeg, then it is l'chaper. You have it seer that it's mechaper that he didn't know about it, but the Gemara doesn't suggest that. So therefore, the Gemara says, you know what? It's talking about where someone was over in asay b'mezid. And he does tshuva. And then he brings this carbon as a gift. But it's not brought on Shigagas Asay. So the Shoel who suggested that he needs this carbon for Shigagas, for doing the Avera B'shogeg, Ma Pitom, and you need Tsar instead of the carbon. You don't need a carbon for Shigagas Asay. Shigagas Asay doesn't require any kapara. Doesn't require any carbon. Because he's already Ratsui. Even though he's sin, he's already Ratsui. If a person doesn't make an Avera B'mezid, he's not Ratsui. He's not appeasing, he's not appeased before God. He doesn't find appeasement in God's eyes. But Fishogeg, he's already Ratsui. Alpha Bishachata Ratsui, here the Ramban says. So the Ritsui is through this door and through this gift. But an essay, Bishogeg, requires nothing. With the Chora, we can bring a Raya the other way. What's going to be the Raya the other way? That an Olas Mechaper al Shigigas essay. From the fact that we say there in Amud Aleph that a Chatas is Mechaper al Chai Ve'asei Mikal V'chomer. How do you know that a Chatas is Mechaperis al Chai Ve'asei? Because it's Mechaper al Chai Ve'krisus, so it's certainly Mechaper al Chai Ve'asei. And if a person's over an Asei, a Chatas is Mechaper. If it's Mechaper al Kores, it's certainly Mechaper an Aseis. So if we say that Ola is Mechaper and Meze, what Kal V'chomer is there? Chatas is only coming al Shogeg, and therefore it's Mechaper al Chai Ve'krisus because it's B'Shogeg. But Esei B'Mezid, Ein Mechaperis. So what does the Gemara mean when the Gemara says a Kal V'chomer? Chatas is Mechaper al Chai Ve'asei because Mechaper al Chai Ve'krisus, certainly Mechaper al Chai Ve'asei. What sort of Kal V'chomer is that? If you say that an Ola is Mechaper al Mezid, So Chatas doesn't come for only comes for Shogeg. Chatas doesn't come for Mezid. So how does the Gemara say that Chatas is Mechaper al Chai Ve'asei b'Mezid? Chatas doesn't do Mezid. Chatas only does Shogegs. Chatas only Mechaper on Shogegs. So what's pshat in the Gemara? But it's correct. Why? Because if somebody was over on an assay needs a door on the Ratzis Pnei HaMelech, because he was over on Mitzis HaMelech, even though be'etzim he doesn't require kapara, but he still has to bring this gift. So kol shkein chai ve'krisus that are pogem one's nefesh, that he requires kapara la nefesh, that he definitely has to be meratze, he has to appease the king. And even though the Ramban writes that Shogeg is Ratzui Hashem, Vein Tzarech Doron L'Ratzos, Ramban says that if Shogeg is already Ratzui, he doesn't need a Doron. So it would appear that Stavki is over on Asei B'Shogeg B'Shei Val Taise. But if he's over on Krisus B'Kum V'Asei, even though he's Shogeg, besides the kapara, he also needs ritzui b'pnei ha-melech. He also needs to appease the king. When does the Ramban say that you don't need ritzui? Shogeg, b'shev al taisa. But if he's over on krisus b'kum va'asei, even though he's shogeg, he needs, besides the kapara and the etzem ha-chet, he also needs ritzui b'pnei ha-melech. So what we've established now is that chai ve'krisus require Ritzui because they were pogam the Nefesh. Because the Rambam writes in Shgagas 5:6 that you need a kapara la shogeg v'loave ka'anus because shogeg should have been careful, he should have checked. And then he wouldn't have had shogeg since he wasn't checking. He requires a kapara. So you see, the ir kapara is because he wasn't boydek, he wasn't careful. Not to come to this Avera. So a person is Musar Minator Ludaktik Shalol Yavo Lide Karis. And there's a Makor parenthetically for the Beis Yosef in Yeridea Kapag, who writes that Minatora Ada Musar Vomit Shalayavi Atzma Lamakum Shiyavu Lavor Al Isser Karis Bishogeg. You have to make sure you're not going to be over in Isser Karis Bishogeg. You have to be very careful. And we have to say, when somebody wasn't careful, then it's similar to Mezid. Because then why is it any different than Onus? Onus is Pater. So therefore, if somebody wasn't medaktik yafe, it's more than being over an Asebe Mezid. One's over in Asebe Mezid, he's Utsarich Doron the Ritzui. this person who is over on a kares also has to, he needs a daron l'ritzui, and he also needs a kapara that he shouldn't be cut off from Hashem, because he should have been medaktik. And he's not anus. So it comes out like this, that when somebody is over on a nisir kares b'shogeg, so he needs kapara because he was over on an Isser Kares to save him from the Kares. And he also wasn't careful. He also needs a kapara for the shogeg. He did this Avera. He wasn't careful not to do this Avera. And he was over on the Avera B'kum Vaseh. So he needs this carbon. So it's difficult, according to this, anybody who's over on a Kares B'shogeg should require two karbanos. One achatas to be mechaper on the kares, and the second oladoron to be meratzin that he was over on his haras hamelech to be careful not to come to shigagas kares, not to come to an aver b'shogeg that's a mechayivim kares. So what we have to say is shezeh achatos shemevi yesh bo gam kein kedei leratzus kamo ha'ola. So it must be, excuse the expression, you get two for the price of one. The chatas that you bring is meratze like the ola. Carbon echad ola kan ola kan. The carbon is able to do both jobs. A, it's mechaper on the kares. And B, it's also meratze that he wasn't careful. And it could be that it's done by the two achilos mizbeach, achilos koyanim, that their achilos also mechaper like we see in the Gemara. Or maybe you give the dama arba matanos al arba karnos al mizbeach. So maybe that also covers both the four gifts, instead of just one gift of Zrikas Adam. As me'ata nachon akal v'chomer achai v'krisus mechaperes. Chatos achai v'yaseh lo kol shekein. So now, anachon mevinim et akal v'chomer. Anachon mevinim et akal v'chomer. What was the kal v'chomer? If it's mechaper on achai v'krisus, if a chatos is mechaper achai v'krisus, like the Gemara says, that Chatas is mechaperes al chai ve'yaseh mikal v'chomer. Al chai ve'kris is mechaperes. Al chai ve'yaseh lo kol shekein. So what's the kal v'chomer? Kal v'chomer is that if the Chatas can be mechaper al chai ve'kris, and you don't need a doron anymore to be meratzeh that he wasn't medaktik yafeh, so it must be that the chatas is two for the price of one. He gets knocks off the chi of kares. And it's also meratzah that he wasn't careful, that he was over b'shogeg. So if chatas in the context of chi of kares is sufficient, then the Gemara is telling us that chatas is also sufficient for chai ve'aseh. Achai v'kritz mechares achai v'yaseh lo kol shekein, because on the chai v'yaseh it was on the chai v'kritzis it also covered the chai v'yaseh part, meaning that you weren't bodek yafeh, that you need to be meratze because you weren't careful. And that's why you don't need a doron for every chiyuv kares that you're over b'shogeg, because the chatas covers both. And based on this, we also understand what's difficult in this kal v'chomer. It says that an ol is a dor, an ol is a gift. And a chatas is a praklit. A chatas is an advocate who enters before the king to tell him to be forgiving. And that's why chatas kodemis la'ila. So how can we say that a chatas is mechaperas al chai v'yaseh like the ola? Chai v'yaseh, you need a dor, not a praklit. Based on what we said, it's very good. Because b'emes, we have to say that even a chatas, there's an inyan of doron as well. And it says the Doron that we have by Echatas also works the Mokum Doron Shel Ola instead of the gift of the Ola. So it has both aspects to it. So Al Kopanim, it comes out according to this analysis that a Ola comes for a person who was over an Aseh B'Shogeg. And that's why the Chatas covers that as well. Because a Chatas is coming on a Shogeg. And then we can say that if a chatas is mechaper al chayve krisus, so it's a mechaper al chayve ase. Aye. Chayve ase is b'mezid in chatas and the karis is b'shogeg. The answer is no. Chayve ase is also, the chayve ase is talking about shogeg. It's not talking about mezid. Talking about shogeg, that the person needs kapara for being over b'shogeg, for not being careful. So just like by the karis, he has to bring a carbon for not being careful. So too by chai ve'asei of so too by the chai ve'asei, he has to bring a carbon for not being careful enough, and that's what the ola is for. And the gemara's chiddush is that the chatas covers them. You see, the ola is for somebody who did the avera b'shogeg. So basically, we have one source to show that an ola is only for if you're over an aseh b'mezid. And then from the same gemara, we prove differently that it's somebody who's over an aseh b'shogeg. And of course, that'll be a big nafka mina because here we're talking about somebody who's over in the aseh b'shogeg. So we still have a long derech in front of us to. To discuss and analyze this Shaila. And it's beautiful how our Tefillin B'Shogeg Shaila brought us to a beautiful Sugya in Kachim and Zvachin, Dav Zayin. And Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, we're going to continue in the Sugya. We have a Tosfos to look at and a lot of other beautiful Nyanim. And we hope you'll stick with us and we'll see Niflos Mitaris Hashem Yisbarach. I thank you so, so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.